All right, let's get it started. My name is Michael Mullis, president of Mortgage Teacher. And like I always say, please look it up, Google it yourself, do some research, and figure out, you know, how we help and what others are even saying. Good news about it is the way we approach mortgages is it's, you know, we deal with all the banks anyway. So let's sit down and kind of take unbiased advice. And lately, we've been creating some pretty impressive, you know, strategies, I guess we could call them, of how to pay your mortgage back. And we'll get to that in today's show. So much like always, I want to kind of talk about what's trending today in mortgages here, London and surrounding area. And it's the spring market. So I've noticed, or you might be noticing, you might be a real estate agent, you might be a financial planner, you might be a contractor and notice that things are picking up as far as people maybe getting some renovations done. We feel that in our office, to be honest with you, we sit here and look at real estate sales and markets and listings. But at our office, we get pre-approvals. We get people doing their numbers before they decide to sell. For example, you know, got to paint your house and fix your eaves trough before you sell it. So therefore, this year it's starting a little early because we have some good weather. But of course, with interest rates being as unattractive as they are, we have a lot of people that are delaying due to the cost of money. So, you know, as we know, as contractors, things have been slowing down. Real estate has had its ups and downs. It is picking up now lately. If you haven't noticed, maybe a couple neighbors' houses have gone up for sale and sold quite quick too. So we see the markets picking up. And meanwhile, the number one question, what's going on with interest rates? So I'll give you a quick update before the news break. But I always want to identify the difference of here on the news when, you know, even when Mike Stubbs here on the program calls up to talk about mortgages and what's trending, it has been hot in the news. For example, last week they talked about rates going up, but that was the bond market. And then in a couple weeks we have talks about Bank of Canada rates going up. So what's the difference? And that's what I'll talk about here quick. Excuse me. So what that means, first of all, the bond market, which you don't hear it on the news as much, but with lately hearing, you know, the U.S. Treasury bond, for example, that's the bonds going up. So if you hear a talk like that about, you know, the market's doing well, then you'll see five-year fixed rates go up, three-year fixed rates go up, depending how it looks. And that's what we're starting to see. So the last couple of weeks, the fixed rates have kind of gone up. So I've said it on the show last week and couple weeks prior, if you are up for renewal this year, make sure you are connecting, and I'm just going to call it the way it is, hedge the rate, hold the rate for 120 days. I'll talk about that in a minute. So back to what I was getting at with the fixed rate and the bonds. The bonds went up last week, so unfortunately, if you're trying to hold a fixed rate or you want to go hold one, the rates just went up a little bit. Now, if they're on a downward, if we start seeing they're going down, then start promotions start popping up from the banks, or the rate starts dropping 0.1, 0.2, 0.3. And that's how we've gotten from, you know, the 6% down to 5.5%, down to around 5%. So that's what we're watching. And guys, just to catch up, we're talking about the difference between the fixed, which is with the bond market. So if you want to Google it right now, go ahead and Google Canada 5-year bond. You might see Market Mania, Market Watch, investing.com, for example, but click on any of those graphs and just keep an eye on. If you start seeing the graph go down over a couple of weeks, then I bet you're going to start seeing rates drop. We get lots of these types of calls, even family members and friends, people I've played sports with or tried to play sports with. I know, don't make fun of me out at Highland. Stop, please. But what we want to watch for, if you start seeing a downward trend and you know you're coming up for renewal or you want to entertain a mortgage, that's what you want to watch for, okay? Now, in a few weeks, we have Bank of Canada talk, okay? And that rules with a variable. So if you don't have a variable rate mortgage, then it doesn't matter what Bank of Canada does, other than we see where we're heading. And there's a lot of talk that it should be coming down. We know it's going to at least stay still, and that's only meeting here in April. Like they've been saying for a couple of years, likely by June, we could see rates start to come down. And when they say rates, that means the prime rate, which, folks, you ready for this? Today, prime rate is at 7.2%. 7.2%. And I just told you fixed rates are down to about 5.2, just rounding them off. That's unbelievable. Usually when if you think about it as a mortgage, variable is lower than the 5-year fixed. And there's risk up and down, but that's how far off it is right now. So short-term money is kind of expensive. So if you call in and you're looking for a short-term plan, you know, maybe you want to sell a house in a year or two. Maybe you just want to build a house and you need the money for 8 months. Maybe you feel that the 5-year plan right now isn't a good one because rates are going to be lower. So there's a lot of people that want a 2-year plan because they think rates are lower in 2 years. The problem with short-term money, it's expensive right now. And that's what we do here at Mortgage Teacher. We break down all these numbers so you can make your decisions. Doesn't matter what bank you deal with, we'll help break it down so you can walk away with that and decide from there. So I wanted to identify what's going on lately, that the fixed rates just went up. Now that I've identified the difference between the two, fixed, variable, and how we're talking about it here on the radio or on the news, now what I want to point out, if you are up for renewal, this is why it's so important to hold a rate. And here's what I mean. You know, way back in the day when you bought your first house or you bought a house and a bank said, we'll hold your rate for 120 days. It's known as the pre-approval. I don't like that word, but that's a whole other show. But let's just say the pre-approval will hold your rate for 120 days. So hopefully that rings a bell. So how come when you go into a bank, they can hold your rate for 120 days? Meaning, if the rates go up, don't worry. Your rate won't go up. Now, these are fixed rates, by the way. Okay? But if rates go down, they can still get you the lower rate. If I had a room here, I'd say, raise your hand if you've heard this before. So yes, they can hold the rate for 120 days. So if rates go up, you don't worry, client. But if rates go down, we'll gladly get you the lower rate also. So how come they can do it if you're buying a house? They can do it on that mortgage. But if you're up for renewal, they can't hold your rate for 120 days prior and give you the best one. Why is that? And that's what we can do through Mortgage Teacher. We deal with multiple lenders. So when you come up for renewal, guys, let's think about it. When you shopped for your house and got your first mortgage, you shopped around and got the best deal. When you come up for renewal, why wouldn't you do the same? Yes, get a quote from your current bank. Thank you very much, bank. Good to know. But then I have to question, what is that bank suggesting? Are they suggesting you take a 5-year? Are they suggesting you take a 2-year? A lot of banks will suggest take a 5-year fixed right now. Meanwhile, that might not be the best plan for you. So I'm just saying, do your numbers. There's ways to do it for free. Of course, we offer that here at Mortgage Teacher. All you have to do is put a bit of work into letting us know how much your income is and some numbers, and we'll come back and run some numbers for you and teach you what is the best way. I mean, we're not going to tell you what to do, to be honest with you. Your numbers do the work for you. It either saves your money or it doesn't, but we'll figure it out. Again, my name is Michael Mullis. If you haven't heard this program before, you can look us up at mortgageteacher.com, and that's what we're here to do, help you teach you different ways to save interest on your mortgage. We're going to jump into this news break, and we'll be right back after this talking about what's going on with mortgages lately in the spring of 2024. All right, here we go again. My name is Michael Mullis, president of a company called Mortgage Teacher. Ugh, mortgage, debt. I hate it. We hate it. I agree. That's why we have this place. And please look us up, Google, read the reviews. We're out here to help folks. Really doesn't matter who you bank with. And we'll get to this point, but we're here to help you get rid of the mortgage. That's the line I like. Everyone's out to get you a mortgage, but we want to sit down with you and help you get rid of this mortgage and, you know, succeed your plan. And that's one thing with technology, you know, kind of mix the old with the new. I know who's listening out there. Usually, you know, we're old like me. I'm almost 50 years old now, but there's some new ways we can use kind of technology. For example, automation on things. You want to pay your mortgage off quicker? Okay. Well, I can teach you a way to automate that extra goes down. But that way, if you still need the money later because, I need a quick $2,000 because something happened, you can get that back without, you know, for example, a line of credit, go and pay interest. Because keep in mind, banks like to make money. Sorry. Let me say that a little clearer. The way we've been raised on our mortgage it's typically in the bank's favor. When's the last time somebody sat us down to teach us how to pay our mortgage off quicker? Not too often. Why would we? Even a lot of brokers out there, I get made fun of. Because, Michael, why do you take the time to sit down for an hour with those clients and teach them how to pay it off quicker? Because then they come up for renewal and now you make less because their mortgage is paid off more. I get it. But folks, we as Canadians, especially in the London surrounding area, we're smart. We're good with our money. So why not get to the point and help people pay it off quicker? And guess what? Now we're here to help you all out. So thank you all. And look at the reviews. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know who you are. Many of you have referred, financial planners, you real estate agents. You've all trusted mortgage teacher. We've been doing it here in the city for 24 years. I have. I can't believe I'm getting that old. But so thank you much for helping. Mortgage Teacher is a brand to help everybody out. And, so for all of you, thank you very much. Now, here's the biggest tip. What's coming up this summer? The renewal. I cannot believe the people, how they're missing out lately. And here's what you need to do. Folks, typically with a renewal, first of all, you're probably in a 3% interest rate right now. You might be coming up next year and you're in a 2% interest rate. And trust me, we are all dreading coming up for renewal. The rates are nowhere near what they were. So what do we do when we want to not see and, avoid the situation? That's exactly what we do. We avoid the situation. And this is where it's costing you more money, folks. Okay? Don't avoid your renewal. Get on it early. And here's why. It just happened this week again. And here's what's going on. The bonds, the fixed rates, the ones that most people are wanting to take right now, because variable, I'm not going to get into it, but it's very unattractive. It's up to 7.2%. Yeah, there's prime minus, but it's still an ugly interest rate because prime rate is really ugly. So like I said, that's another show. I talked about it before. It's pretty tough to take short-term money. Okay. So like I was saying, the bond rates just went up. So say you're coming up for renewal, say in June. Okay. All of a sudden the bank, their renewal, they're going to wait till about 30 days prior. If your renewal is due in June 2024, your bank might not even have offered you anything yet. You might be ignoring them because, it's a higher rate. I don't even want to look at it. But again, here's where you're missing out. That is just an offer from your bank. At Mortgage Teacher, we collect enough information from you. We secure some different rates at different banks. Okay? And for example, if the bonds do what they just did, they were lower 2 weeks ago than they are today. We at Mortgage Teacher, for no cost, and I'm not selling things, I'm just being honest, we hold your rate at no cost from a couple weeks ago. So now when you come up for renewal with your bank, well, what do we have? We have that offer. Well, thank you very much, bank. Plus, at Mortgage Teacher, we have that offer and these three or four other offers, which, just because of timing, you have a lower rate from a few months ago. And because the bonds are changing so drastically, 0.2, 0.3 difference, this is how we're winning. Like I had one earlier when rates were going up in 2022. I remember a friend of mine from Toronto quickly called up and that's what happened. I was able to grab a 4.69 and meanwhile, the lowest he got was a 5.69. So this is where we get those opportunities that we can hold rates for a lot longer. Now, like I said earlier in the program, when you think about it, I don't know why the banks can't do this, but they do it on a pre-approval. They hold your rate for 120 days. Well, here at Mortgage Teacher, we have to be creative. And the banks love us, keep in mind, because this is like wholesale versus retail. I've talked about it on the show before, and it kind of makes sense. Banking has just changed. We've evolved as consumers using the banks, the branches. We still use the banks. We use the banks too. They love us. We have to work together. But it's all on efficiency, working smarter and not harder. So maybe I can get your information to a head office out of a bank quicker and more efficient, more secure. That's very important nowadays. Security with a portal with all your documents. We can get it to head office to a bank cheaper and easier than even its own branch. Some say that the branch has become the retail channel, of course, and going through a broker is wholesale. And I was like, well, that doesn't really make sense until I thought about my own life. And what do I mean by that? The car loan. When do you go? Not many go into a branch to get a car loan anymore. Now I'm showing my age again, but in the 90s, I would go into my branch, get a car loan for, you know, pre-approved or so for $10,000, and then hit the auto trader for a car under $10,000. And that's how we used to get our car loans. But now branch used car, sorry, branch dealership, whether it's a used car, new car, you can still get financing. They'll lay out five different kinds of loans, and you might take a BMO out of your TD account. That's fine. That's up to you. That's where mortgages have become this way too, folks. And it kind of makes sense because talking to my grandparents, you know, living out in the small town of Dorchester, you would know the people in your branch. You'd go in, and I can't believe it, but my grandma and grandpa used to go into the branch and deal with Betty there, and she would help invest for them. People used to go into the branch and invest their money. People used to go into the branch and get car insurance. You would go into the branch and get life insurance. These are all strong assets. Well, as the Canadian consumer, we have kind of gone elsewhere for those. You might still get it through TD, but you might use a different advisor to get there. And that's all I'm saying, folks. Maybe it's time, if we don't even use the branch advice for our assets, maybe we won't use them on our debt, like car loans. So mortgages is the last thing that we go into the bank and get advice from the banker, where now that's what mortgage teacher does. We teach you the differences of all the bank's mortgages, and you get to look at the numbers in front of you and make your decision from there. So again, if you're just tuning in, I kind of rambled on there about how we're making differences, but we're seeing some pretty big differences and some big opportunities with your renewal. If you're coming due, do not wait. Do not neglect. Yes, I'm sorry to tell you, the rates aren't the best out there compared to what they were 5 years ago when you got your mortgage. But you can still find a lot of success in the numbers. If you have any debt outside of that, then talk sooner than later, because you want to roll it all together and get the lowest rate you possibly can. And that's what we're going to help you do. Again, I'm Michael Mullis from Mortgage Teacher. Look us up at mortgageteacher.com and give us a dial anytime at 226-289-2991. And we'll talk to you from there, folks. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.